every company in the world.
One of the biggest things has been sort of a viral marketing strategy.
That's just about 2%.
The carbon agenda is...
Oh, it's a business.
It's going to be very significant indeed.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Welcome to this week's 7 days. In a few moments, Matthew will be talking to Truro and Penwith College about a new sustainability course they have. But first, here's the news headlines.
Multi-million pound plans for Cresson Curno, the proposed Cornish archive centre in Redruth, have been boosted with the news of foreign investment. The Hong Kong-based owners of the former Redruth brewery site have transferred half the land to Cornwall Council and will provide £900,000 worth of funding. Now, according to new research, Truro is the best place in the country to be an IFA. Recently researched data from advisor search tool Unbiased shows that 1 in 7 inhabitants of the city searched for financial advisor in the first 3 months of the year. That was a higher proportion than anywhere else in the UK, with the national average showing that fewer than 1 in 50 people used the search term. Representatives from Cornish breweries of all sizes have teamed up to create the Cornwall Brewers Alliance. The group aims to promote Cornish beers and brewers both in and out of Cornwall and act as an informal trade association to boost members' buying and selling power. And Cornwall Food and Drink has announced the finalists for the inaugural Choose Cornish Awards. 4 categories are up for grabs, reflecting areas where buying local can have a real impact on Cornwall's economy. The winners will be announced at a special invitation-only event at Heartlands later in September.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Sustainability is a watchword in business these days, but not everyone really understands how it relates to their business, what they can do to make their business more sustainable. Well, you see, there is an answer, actually. Truro and Penwith College have got this plan for you, that where you can find out what sustainability means for your business. Jo Hancock is with me from Truro and Penwith College. Just explain what you're doing.
Okay, Matthew. Well, we are running a sustainability leadership programme, and that programme really embraces the people who have a vision around sustainability and gives them the tools and techniques to take their vision forward. It delivers things like self-awareness, project management, gives them tips on how to deal with the media, and it enables them to pull together a robust vision and business plan that they can take forward within their organisation, which really addresses sustainability elements such as how it will impact on the business's bottom line, how to make that business more effective and efficient. And it gives them the tools to put this business plan together so that they can take it to the leaders of their organisation and really drive that change.
Do you think that a lot of businesses are afraid of this whole sustainability issue and even the word sustainability?
I think there's a lot of misunderstanding about what it means, certainly. And often people, as I say, are very passionate. People who work in sustainability are very passionate. But it is about translating that passion, I think, into business speak so that, as I say, the people who are ultimately in charge of that organisation can understand how it will affect that business and the impact on the bottom line.
Is there some sort of certificate, some accreditation to all of this?
The programme at the moment, we have developed it as a high-level skills course. We deliver it off-site. The last course was delivered at the Rose and Vale, so it's within a country house hotel that it is very ethical from a sustainability point of view. Run over 10 sessions in a relaxed environment where there is peer-to-peer support from we have members from the private, public and voluntary sectors. And at the end of the day, people go away with a certificate from the college and a comprehensive plan to take their vision forward.
7 days.
Now let's find out from Nick Herrier what's coming up in the next 7 days.
The Ardersillies Steamship Company is inviting residents and businesses to find out more about plans to harden the main runways at Land's End Airport. There will be an open meeting at the airport on Thursday, September the 5th from 5 to 7.30, when members of the design team and the airport staff will be on hand to explain the plans in more detail and how the works will be undertaken. On the same day, if you have a great idea for an energy project, but perhaps lack the funding, then a crowdfunding workshop at Energy Shares offices in Newquay may be of interest. Go to the network calendar on businesscornwall.co.uk for more details. Also, over the next 7 days, the September issue of Business Cornwall magazine will be dropping through letterboxes. This month, it features a face-to-face interview with Cornish Pirates acting CEO Josh Lucy, a full preview of the upcoming Cornwall Business Show, and a roundtable debate on how hosted services can help you run your business. The magazine is also available now for iPad owners through the Apple iStore. Just go to our website for more details on how to download the app.
And we'll be finding out more about what's been going on in the business community in Cornwall over a 7 day period in the next 7 days podcast.
7 days with Business Cornwall.